any diplomatic career, whether it is from a country or from an organization, he has to respect our people and the president and the leaders. And they shouldn't interfere in our affairs. So if anybody goes beyond this and he's not following his, mandate of working in Sudan, we have to expel him. And the officials of the United Nations and above them, this Zaatari, have actually announced or he declared to some Norwegian newspaper an insulting announcement against our people and against the leadership of our country. And this is not his business, and he shouldn't do that.
The
sovereignty of the country, beyond any sort of doubt, if anyone did that, whatever his situation, we are not going to permit that.
The Secretary General of the United Nations is saying that these people, they were appointed to go and do United Nations duties. So by you expelling them, that is in violation.
No, actually, the Secretary General has to see the reasons. This is not the first time. We can't make expelling people just like that without reasons. And he shouldn't just rush to condemn North Sudan without listening to what are the reasons. He has to be fair and ask why the reason. And then we have to justify that. But just he rushed and said this is not accepted from the Secretary General himself.
One of the spokesmen of the United Nations has said that the expulsion is a retaliation by your government because the United Nations is investigating this alleged rape in Tabib.
No. This is not correct. These people, they have nothing with that. And the UNAMID is not purely from the United Nations. This is a joint force, the African force with them. And even for that reason, we think this is an allegation. They did this just in a course of making, now there is a campaign, just like the campaign they have done before when they came to this sort of genocide and, the atrocities done in Darfur. They start with such allegations and they built up these lies till they came to a figure which is not correct that way. 300 people were killed. And that's why the indictment happened to the president. Now the same thing they are doing, this saying that there is rape for 200, and sometimes says in another place there is 100, and we are sure they will carry on building this, so lies to make another thing. We are a free country, we have our decision, we have our pride, we have our dignity. We cannot leave people do insultance to us without any sort of act against them.